Today's Shir Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Daf Kuf Ches Amud Aleph. We're going to finish up today Simin Ayin Dalid, which deals with some of the halachos of Erva and the reciting of Shema and other Dvarim Shebikdusha. We're on Sif Hey, the very top of the page, and the Mechaber starts off and he says, Sha'ar Evarov, all the other Evarim of a person, as opposed to Libo, which we talked about in great detail the last couple of days, as well as the eyes of a person, if Sha'ar Evarov Roav Esa Erva Mutter. For example, if your hand were to be underneath the blanket or the cover that you're sleeping with and you're not wearing any clothing, so that's not a problem. You have some sort of a covering or pressing down on the cover, so there's no problem of Libo Roas Erva. Your head is outside the blanket, so there's no problem with your eyes seeing your Erva. The Erva is considered covered because of the blanket over it. What about your legs? What about your hands that are underneath the blanket or the cover? So that's not a problem. Shari Evarev Roemes Erva's Mutter. That's not a problem. However, you have to be careful not to touch. Avolim Ezem Evarev Nogeya. But if a part of your body, one of your limbs, hands of your feet, for example, were to be touching the actual aver of yourself or of another person, so then also likros kriyashma olispala, then it wouldn't be permitted for a person in that situation to say kriyashma or to daven. Furthermore, what about the other parts of the body, like the inner thigh, the achavosa of your thighs, she'erva shocheves aleim, which are normally touching or in close proximity to the erva itself, tzorich lafsikon bebeged, you have to have some sort of a separation with a cloth or an underwear or something like that between the yerech and the body itself, the aver. O larchikon, or to separate them in some way, b'inyun shloiga hagid b'hem, so that the actual gid of the person, the organ of the person, doesn't touch his legs. The Mishnah Berurah will explain this in more detail. First, the Mishnah Berurah starts off in Sivkat Yud Ches, and he says, Rotzal Omar, when we're talking here about the other Evarim being able to see the Erva, it's as I explained. V'lo bo'inun shehe mechasel erva mifnei atzmo, beza dover k'dei shelo yiru ha'evarim. It's not that you have to cover up the Erva itself so that the legs or the arms don't see the Erva, not like libo ro'esa Erva. But if it's covered up because of the blanket on top of it, it's considered covered up, then there's no need to do any additional covering up from the other Evarim. Ezem Evarim, in Sivkot Yud Ches, the Mishnah Berurah says that we make a gzeir over here, the gazrina negias shar Evarim, mishum negias yodav. You're not allowed to touch the gid, because if you allow touching of the gid and saying kriyashma or other dvarim shebikdusha, so then we're concerned that you will touch it with your hands as well. So we don't allow any Evarim, any part of your body, to touch the gid itself, because of a chashash that then you may come to touch the gid with your hand. And that's not permissible, because the person were to be touching his gid with his hands, so that could lead to inappropriate thoughts and could lead to hashchas hazera levatola, a loss of semen without it being in the appropriate content of halachically sanctioned relations. The Be'er Heitev in Sivkot Yud writes that you have to have some sort of a beged separating your thighs from the actual gid. So he brings down the name of the Beis Yosef. This is in Sivkot Yud. Umashma li delo mikri ervo linyan ze elo hagid atzmo. The Be'er Heitev says that it appears from the Beis Yosef that the only part of the body that it's called over here, the erva, is the actual gid itself. The noga biyodov osid the hero, because if you touch the gid with your hands, that could lead to inappropriate thoughts. However, abu b'nigiyas hakis less lon bo. However, with the sack that contains the testicles, if your hands or other parts of the body were to touch the sack containing the testicles, that would not be a problem. Dafilu imhove nogea biyodov, because even if your hands were to touch that part of the body, lo osid the hero, because that would not lead to inappropriate thoughts. Atkan, he says that's the conclusion of the Beis Yosef. However, he brings down the Maharam Tivulo, who's cholik on this, who's sfirle de chis nami mikri erva le'inyun ze. V'tavayu asiri. He says that the testicular sac, the scrotal sac, is in fact considered over here to also be an erva, and one should be careful about this as well. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Chof elaborates on this, and he writes, he first paskins over here like the Beis Yosef, who says that if your legs were to be touching the scrotal sac, so that's not a problem. As we pointed out from the Beis Yosef, there is no concern here that that will lead to inappropriate thoughts. However, he brings down then the opinion of the Maram Tivulo, who says that one should try to be careful about this if at all possible, because there are those that disagree, such as the Maram Tivulo. However, the Mishnah Berurah paskins ubidiyeved yotzafilu imnoga gid beirichaim. He says even if the gid itself is touching the thigh, then one bidiyeved is yotze. He brought down the name of the prima godim according to Brichadosh that we had brought down in Simon Ayin Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Dalet. The Yishuv footnote number 26 brings down the reasoning for this bidiyeved that you're okay, and he explains that the reasoning here is not she'ein hadavar osu mishum v'lo yeirah b'chol ervas davar. That's not the reason. Then it would be a problem. The reason is ele mishum shema yitarid ay dehira. By doing this, you may come to hear hurim, and therefore v'chein im kara kriyashma. If you've already read it, then you are yotzei bidiyeved. Now we go to Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes, you're wearing some sort of a garment around your body that separates the upper half of the body from the lower half of the body, and you are covering up the lower half of the body, mimosto, from your loin area and downwards. So even though from above the waist and up you are not wearing any clothing, one is permitted to recite the Kriya Shema. However, also, that you're not allowed to do achi chaslibo until you put a shirt on, until you cover up the upper part of your body. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chafalef writes, Rotzalomar, this means to tell us, afilu rak ad lamato meirvoso, as long as your lower half of your body is covered, that the entire erva is covered up, that is acceptable even if the upper part of the body is not covered. And the reasoning behind this is because the bazeh dai midino l'kriyashma. This is acceptable on a bidiyavid basis to say kriyashma. However, as we've pointed out already, there you need to have your entire body properly covered. Sivkot and Chavbez, the Mishnah Berurah writes, afapi shemimos of lamalu aru muta likros kriyashma. We said you are allowed to read kriyashma as long as the bottom part of your body, including the entire gid area, is covered. He says b'mokom atrak. This is true under extenuating circumstances. But lechatchila the ilav hachi. If it's not for extenuating circumstances, it's certainly improper just to be in shorts with no shirt on to say kriyashma. Einochem lechatchila lasos kein. One shouldn't do this except under extenuating circumstances. Afilu be'ezer bracha, not only for kriyashma, for any bracha, and certainly for kosher kein b'kriyashma. This is just not a proper way to make brachos, or to say dvarim shebikdusha, albeit under extenuating circumstances when you don't have a choice and you're going to miss zman kriyashma, it would be acceptable b'dievet. Dushu footnote number 27 brings down, from here we see, shedin zehu rak b'bracha o b'kriyashma. However, Avol Divrei Torah b'ofen zeh ein iser. He brings this down in the name of Pinchas Scheinberg's Zatzal, who says that to learn Torah while you're just wearing shorts, let's say, would be acceptable. However, the Mishnah Berurah in Siman Ayin Vav writes she'ein hevdel ben kriyashma levein shar dvarim shebekdusha. There is no difference between kriyashma and other dvarim shebekdusha in regards to this. At least, certainly lechatchila, one should try not to be just wearing shorts, for example, while he's learning Torah. But if that's the only way that a person can learn Torah for whatever the situation might be, so then we can rely upon Rapinchel Scheinberg's Zatzal, who says that one would be able to learn Torah wearing just shorts and not having a shirt on. In the Shelus Tshuvas Oz Nidru, he brings down Shemishum Hadin Lil Motorah Be'ema Biyira Lechatchila Yesh Lechasos Es Kol Gufo. The reasoning behind why you should ideally wear a shirt is because one should learn Torah with great awe and trepidation, and one has difficulty doing that while one is not wearing a shirt. But again, he seems to say that this is the din l'chatchila, but b'diyavid, let's say, for example, somebody's by a swimming pool, and for whatever the reason, he doesn't have the ability to put on a shirt or to put on some sort of a covering, and he would be otherwise able to learn at that point in time, mistama, it sounds like b'diyavid, one would be able to learn in that type of a setting. And this is, of course, assuming that there is no other reason why one cannot learn in that setting. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chof Gimel writes that you are allowed to say the Kriya Shema in that setting. Kivon she'arvasa mechusa, since the bottom line is you are wearing shorts or a covering of your lower part of your body. V'gam atalas mafsek is ben libo le'erva, and we have some sort of elastic around the shorts, so there is some sort of a separation between libo and the erva, and you can't see the erva is covered up, so we've met all the criteria that at least b'di'evid one can say Kriya Shema. Sivkot and Chof Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah writes, libo, over here, that you shouldn't say Shemoneh Esrei until you put on a shirt to cover up your heart area. And he says, Hu adin kol gufo. This isn't only the heart. This is really a person shouldn't be davening in an unclothed state, even if the erva itself is covered up and you have a gartel or some sort of a separation between libo and the erva. Binokat libo. So Mishnah Berurah says, why did the Mechaber say the word libo over here? I did the Reisha. Since in the Reisha we were talking about that you need libo, eino roa esa erva, so to over here he says libo. By Kriyashma, you technically do not have to cover up your heart. V'tam de tefilu chamura. Why are we stricter by Shmona Esrei than we are by Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema, technically, you can recite without a shirt on. In Shmona Esrei, we make you put on a shirt. And this is a very interesting reason. The Mishnah Berurah brings down. L'fisha b'tefila, sorich liros es atzmo ke'omid l'fnei ha'melech u'medabrimo. When you're saying Shmona Esrei, one should concentrate and think that he's actually directly speaking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One sort from one of our Rebbeim, that's why we take the three steps back and the three steps forward. One should imagine oneself taking the three steps to walk into the Armon, the palace of the king. And therefore, shetzorich lamod b'ema, and one should stand there in awe and in great trepidation, which is difficult to do when you're not wearing your shirt. Avo b'kriya shma, when you're saying kriya shma, that's a mitzvah. You're fulfilling the mitzvah to say kriya shma in the morning, to say kriya shma at night. You're not necessarily assuming that you're standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu like you are by davening. You're saying in the mitzvah, you're stating that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're accepting his yoke upon this world, but lav dafka, that you're talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu right then and there like you are having a conversation when you're saying Shmoneh Esrei. The issue footnote number 28 brings down. What happens if you're of no choice? You're whatever you are, you're in your shorts, you're going to miss zman for tefilas mincha, you don't have your shirt, so what should you do? So the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Sadi Aleph says, Shaho v'chisar v'asu yotzu, since b'di'evet, as long as your erev is covered up, you're wearing shorts, it would be acceptable b'di'evet. Brings down the Bir Halach over there, l'chatchi l'mutav shalo yispalu klal. However, the Bir Halach says that maybe one should not daven in that situation. And he brings down as well from Chaim Kanievsky Shlita that kavanoso, his intention is shalo yispalu, one should not daven in that setting. Afilu miyavur zman tefila, the guy will miss mincha, so he's considered an ones under those extenuating circumstances, and Hashem won't be upset with him, so to say, and he'll be able to daven two tefilos ma'ariv. He'll make up a tefila tashlumin. That was what Chaim Kanievsky would say is better than davening without a shirt on. That concludes Siman Ayin Dalet. Now we begin Siman Ayin Hey, which is a very closely related subject. Lihizara migilui seyer of a kol isha b'shas kriyeshma. One should be very careful from having an inappropriate clad woman in front of him when he's saying kriyeshma, including parts of the body that normally would be covered up. Techein shelo lekroso kinegad erva. And likewise, that one shouldn't read the kriyeshma in front of what is considered erva in halacha. Now, the Mechaber starts off and he says, Tefach migula b'isha. The makum shadarka lechasoso, a tefach worth of skin in a woman that is normally covered up. A tefach is an area of skin. The tefach by a tefach is about 3.5 by 3.5 inches, maybe 4 inches, 3.5 to 4 inches by 3.5 to 4 inches. If that amount of the skin of a woman is revealed that is normally covered up, afilu yishto, even if this is your wife, also, likros kriyashma kinegda. The Mechaber states that one is not permitted to go and read kriyashma in the presence of such a revelation of skin, in the presence of what is called halachically inappropriate exposure to a woman's body. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Nalef writes, b'mokum shadarka, in a place that we normally have covered up, mimnei shazeh mevi l'odom l'dehiro kishu mistakobo, because this will lead a person to have inappropriate thoughts of a sexual nature, when he is viewing this, v'chlal ervehi, and it therefore takes upon the status of being an erva. And therefore, if you also likros, olahaskir shum dover shebikdusha negidze. And therefore, you're not allowed to say kriyashma, you're not allowed to say HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, or any dover shebikdusha, while you're in the presence of this semi-unclad woman, kimo negid erva mamish, as if it was directly in front of the erva mamish of the woman. Dirshu footnote number 2 brings down, in regards to learning Torah in the presence of such a woman who's tefach by tefach is uncovered of a place that normally is covered up. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down that eino chomer kol kach kitvila. There is a little bit more room to be makel. The efshal lismoch lechachila al hadas hayesh matirim shuvah b'mishnah berurah b'hemshech. That maybe in regards to learning Torah, there is more room to be makel, as the Mishnah Berurah will bring down in a moment in the yesh matirim, that those that permit this. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he says, Ulvid Masha Biyarnu Lekamon Sivvav b'shemu achronim, and that which we will say in Sivvav, that various achronim say the neged erva mamish osur afilu ba'otzeim einov achiyachsu ponov. So there, the opinion will be brought down that if you're directly in front of a woman's erva, closing your eyes is not enough, but you must turn away hu adin bezeh. So too, the halach would be over here too, in front of this patch of skin that is revealed, that is normally covered up, it's not enough to just close your eyes, but you have to turn away. But then the Mishnah Berurah brings down the yesh matirim that we just said from Dirshu footnote number 2. The Mishnah Berurah says, "V'yesh matirim b'zeh." There are those that are more makel over here. Imhu nizor miliros klal. As long as you're careful not to look, despite the fact that the woman may be somewhat uncovered, ki sheyef shabinyan acher nira d'yesh lishmoch al zeh. And if there is no other alternative, you just close your eyes and not look at that part of the body, it would be acceptable even if you didn't fully turn away. The issue footnote number 4 brings down a very interesting halachic discussion about if at a wedding where you're saying many brachos and you're saying all sorts of divrei kedusha, if some of the women attending the wedding are not properly clad, what do you do about the brachos at the wedding? What do you do about all the various divrei kedusha that are mentioned underneath the chuppah? Ayin Shem in the issue footnote 4 for an interesting discussion. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Beis writes that this is applicable where the skin is normally covered up, Avo Ponev Yodeh, but the face and the arms, which are not normally covered up, Kefi Aminok Shederech Lios Megula, Boso Mokum, that the common custom is that women do not cover their face, or certainly the lower part of their arms, V'chein B'parisos Regel Adashok, and likewise the lower part of the leg, which is not covered up until the Shok, which the Mishnah Berurah says, V'hu Atamokum Shenikra Kini, B'loshon Ashkenaz, this is until the knee, which does not objectively have to be covered up. So in these places, B'mokum Shedarkin Leilich Yochev, Mutu Likros Kenegdo, where the custom is for women to walk about without covering on these parts of the body, so then it is permissible to read against this aspect of a woman's body being uncovered. Shekivin Shiragu Behem, because this is very commonplace for women to be revealed in such a fashion, Ain Oboyle De Hero, that won't lead to a person to have inappropriate thoughts. However, if the subjective standard of the community that you're in is that these parts of the body are covered up, then, in fact, the same halach applies of a tefach by a tefach that we talked about for the parts that are normally covered up objectively. However, but the objective parts of the body, the upper arm and the upper leg, even if they are, unfortunately, in the custom of the women who are unfortunately not dressing in its neatest fashion, if they normally in that community are uncovered, nevertheless still, that holds over here to be aser for a person to say kriyashma or read the Ram Shekedusha Kinegadis, even though the local custom may permit it. So this is very important. Halacha l'maisa. There are objective and subjective standards. The objective standards, there really is no room to play with. The subjective standards are dependent somewhat on the community as to say what is considered inappropriate dress or not. Sivkot and Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah says this is true even for your wife. Therefore, the person has to be very careful when his wife is nursing and her breasts are revealed. So he should not be saying Shaluladaber or Shum Divrei Kedusha. He shouldn't be saying every Divrei Torah connected that. Of course, if he turns away, it is acceptable. Sivkot and Dalit, it says also Likros. You're not allowed to read anything at that point in time. Ayin and Prid Magadim, Shevi Deos, Linyan, Dieved, Bezet. What happens with Dieved? The Prid Magadim talks about this. Do you have to repeat the davening? Mitzorach Lachzor, Likros, Kamoli, Inyan, Erva, Gemura. For an Erva, Gemura, you'd have to repeat it. But what about for here? Do you have to repeat it or not? He brings down Bederech HaChayim Mashma, Dafilo, Bedieved, Tzorach Lachzor, Likros. The Divrei Chaim is very machmir and says you do have to read it again. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, Mikol Mokum, Nirali, it appears to me, the Kishalon is Skavin Listakel. If he didn't intend to look, in Lahachmir Bedieved, one doesn't have to be Machmir Bedieved to make him Lachzav Likros, af b'isha acheres, even if it's another woman who he was unfortunately exposed to, if he already read it, b'dieved, we don't make him go back. Certainly, l'chatrila, one should be very, very careful about this, and Yitz Hashem, in our attempts to be more careful in these matters, our tefillos will be better accepted. That concludes today's shir.